Hey y'all, I'm Abby Mallard, and this is Health, My Friend. Happy Tuesday, loves. Welcome back to Health, My Friend. If you are new here, welcome. I am Abby Mallard. I am the founder and CEO of Health, My Friend. And I am a nutrition and food relationship coach. So I work with clients to help them with positive body image, food freedom, self-confidence, loving their life, and reaching health goals in a really healthy way, as opposed to an unhealthy way. I really struggled with eating disorders when I was younger. And so now it's my passion to help other people who struggle with those same things that I used to struggle with, the no confidence, hating my body, treating my body in a bad way, having a really bad relationship with food, all of those things. Because I'm at a really good place now, it is my honor and joy and passion to help other people get to a good place as well, because life can be so much better. And so if you're new here, welcome. That's a little bit about me. So on this podcast, we talk about all of those things: food, exercise, your body, body image, health, mental health, all of the things that go into taking care of ourselves, right? Because, you know, when we think about health, I think a lot of times we think about weight, or we think about the size of your clothes, or, you know, whatever those health goals might be that you have. But there is so much that goes into health and taking care of ourselves in a really good way. And that includes mental health as well as physical health, all of the things. So that's what we talk about here. If you're new, welcome. If you're an oldie, thank you for coming back. Thank you for sticking with me. I absolutely love doing these for you, and I hope that they are helpful. I know what it's like to feel like you're alone in life and you're alone in your struggles. And it's my mission to make you feel seen, make you feel like you have a safe space, make you feel like you're not alone in life, because you aren't, and to remind you that you're not alone in your struggles, and that there is hope and there is more out there for you, and it will get better. So I hope that these are helpful. I always like to share from an authentic place, real life experiences, things that I'm learning, things that have been helpful for me, in hopes that it's helpful for you as well. So without further ado, welcome to another episode of Health, My Friend. You've gotten me 2 weeks in a row because I fucked up and forgot that I was supposed to do a podcast a few weeks ago and totally didn't do a podcast. But that kind of goes into what we're going to talk about today. So we're coming off of a long weekend. At least I had a long weekend, with it being Memorial Day. And oh God, y'all, it was so needed. Like, I feel like I have been going a million miles a minute mentally and physically for the last 2 months, 8 weeks, I don't know, something like that. And I needed some downtime. I caught up on a lot of sleep. I stayed in bed. I got lots of rest. Rick and I had a lot of good quality time together. It was much needed on many levels. And I put work away for the entire weekend for 3 days. And running a business, it's hard to do that because there is always something that needs to be done. And whether you run a business, or maybe you have kids, or you have a job that's very time consuming, or you just have lots of things to get done, it can feel overwhelming, and it can feel hard to put it away and let yourself rest, because you're just worried about everything getting done, and you want to get things crossed off the to-do list so you don't have to worry about them. Or you feel guilty if you don't stay productive constantly, or you feel, you know, lazy if you take a break or rest. I get it. I struggle with that. I am better than I used to be, but it's still a struggle. It's still a struggle, especially with, I'm coming up on a year of running my business in August. It will have been a year, and it takes a lot of work, and it's very time consuming and very mentally consuming. There is always something on my mind that I need to get done, or, that needs to be finished on time, or something I need to do for a client, or whatever it might be. Like, there's always something to be done, always something that needs to get done. And so, taking a break and taking rest and taking days off and slowing my mind down, all of that can be really hard, really difficult. But I did this weekend. And if you are anything like me, I hope that you took some time off as well. It was much needed. And I want to talk about this idea of rest and filling yourself back up and taking care of yourself well, mentally and physically, in the midst of craziness. Because it's possible to take care of yourself and it's possible to make time for yourself, even in the crazy. However, that word make is the key. So many of us, and we talk about this all the time, but so many of us struggle with putting everything else before ourselves, putting everyone else before us, making sure everything and everyone is taken care of, and then we will take care of ourselves, right? Make sure everything's done, make sure everyone's good, make sure all the to-do list things are good, and then you can finally rest. Then you can take a moment to breathe, take a moment to take care of yourself. That's not the way it should be. You should be taking care of yourself and making the time to take care of yourself, whether everything is done or everyone is good or not. You are important and you matter, and it's important to take care of yourself, not just because it's good for you and it's going to help you be happier and more at peace and more productive, but also because it helps you to show up better for the things that you need to do and the things that you want to do. So, for example, maybe I have like three or four client calls that start at 9 o'clock in the morning, and instead of going into those completely like chaotically and roll out of bed and throw clothes on and whatever, show up haphazardly, and I would still, like, you still do a good job, you still show up well because that's what you love and that's what you do, but it makes a difference if instead of going into it like that, I instead like get up and take some time to ground myself and get the day started off well, get outside for a little, fill myself up first so that I can show up even better and even more, not more confidently, but I have more to give. If I actually, excuse me, take care of myself, right? So instead of rolling out of bed and showing up for client calls and being crazy, I get up and take some time for myself and make a plan for the day and read some inspiring poetry or read a motivating book or listen to a podcast and get myself started off well. So that I can show up even better for other people. Excuse me. And so I think it's important to remember that you're allowed to take time for yourself. You're allowed to make time for yourself, not only because it's going to help you feel better mentally and physically, but it's also going to help you show up better for all of the things that you have to do. So how do we make time for ourselves when life is completely crazy and we feel so busy all the time? Taking a drink break here. How do we show up for ourselves? How do we make that time for ourselves when when we just feel chaotic and busy and like there is so much to do? I think it's important to have a good morning routine. So something that is really helpful for me, and even if you're not a morning person, like don't get this twisted. This can be done at any point when you get up and start your day. But I think that it's important to have a routine that you do in the morning or whenever you first get up that helps to set you up for a good day. That helps fill yourself up mentally. Helps fill yourself up physically. So for me, that looks like getting up earlier than my first meetings or my first thing on the schedule so that I can take some time for myself. Taking time for myself might look like a workout, or it might look like sitting outside in the sun and reading a book, or it might look like breakfast and journaling. It doesn't have to always be the same. But creating that space and that time for yourself to fill yourself up first before you get into all of the thousand things that need to get done and get into the world and everything that's going on, right? So being present with yourself first is really important. Checking in with yourself in the morning, like, how are you feeling? What do you need today? What's going to help you show up well today? Self-awareness is a huge part of creating that space and time for yourself, making that time to fill yourself back up. Because if you don't know what you need, you're not going to be able to fill that need and fill yourself up, right? So, and sometimes it's hard to know what you need, but making the time each day to just kind of check in with yourself. How am I feeling? Okay, maybe I'm feeling this way. What is going to help me feel better? Or what do I need to do in order to help me show up well, even though I'm feeling this way? For example, this morning, I did not want to do anything. It was gray outside and we were coming off of the long weekend, and I did not want to get back into work. I did not want to do a podcast or talk to people or, you know, any of that. I would have been content to stay in bed and stay in my introvert self. But the sun came out for a little, so I went out on the porch and I sat in the sun. And I read a book and I got a workout in, and it helped to fill me up so that I can now show up a little better. And I feel better making a podcast and talking to people and doing the things that need to get done. Doesn't mean that I'm like, woohoo, super, super excited about it. Like, this is gonna be the best day ever. Not necessarily, but you don't always have to feel that way. You can give 100% of what you have right now in the tank. And sometimes that doesn't look like 100%, right? So like if I'm at about 70% today energy level, then I'm going to give 70% and that's okay, but I'm going to give 100% of my 70%. But also, I don't have to always show up and give my all for everything, right? I think there's this idea that we have to like always be 100% on. And sure, there are situations where you need to be, and that's important, but it's also okay to not always be great. And it's okay to admit that things aren't always great, and it's okay to show up authentically, and it's okay to also not show up full out all of the time. So that you still have reserve left in the tank to give for yourself. You don't always have to be pouring out 100% to everyone else and then not having anything left over for you. And so all of this takes time, all of this takes intentionality, making that time for yourself, creating that self-awareness, asking yourself these questions like, how am I feeling? What do I need? What will be helpful for me? How am I showing up right now? Is it beneficial for me? Is it beneficial for the people around me? Do I need to change something up? A lot of it is being aware and asking yourself questions, like checking in with yourself, just kind of like you would like a best friend or your partner or, you know, a family member if you're with them. Like, how are you? How did you sleep? How are you feeling today? Like, ask yourself those same questions, right? And so just creating that space for yourself, that's part of it. Creating that mental and awareness space by asking yourself those questions and checking in with yourself. I think that it's also really important to schedule in time for yourself. So as you're planning out your week, as you're planning out everything that you have to do, also plan out times for rest, plan out times for fun, plan out times for things that fill you back up, but actually schedule them into your planner so that they actually happen, right? Like when we schedule things for work or appointments or whatever it might be, it normally happens because it's on the schedule. And if it doesn't happen right then, we at least reschedule it and do it a different time at a different time. So same thing with time for yourself, space for yourself, workouts, things that fill you up, rest. Schedule it into your week, into your day, into your schedule. And then if it doesn't get done, you can at least reschedule it and do it another time. So treat it just like you would anything else in your life. Sometimes that can be helpful to create that space for yourself. More than anything, I just want you to remember that it's okay to take care of yourself. I think that a lot of times we're taught that it's selfish. We're taught that we have to, you know, take care of everyone else first or more than ourselves. But I am a firm believer that you show up the best for everyone else around you when you take care of yourself first. And also you show up the best for yourself when you take care of yourself. And that is very important. If you struggle with mental health or you struggle with depression or anxiety or anything like that, it is so important to create that time for yourself, because if not, you're going to struggle even more. You're going to struggle even more. And you deserve to be at peace, to have joy, to enjoy your life, to feel your best. You deserve to feel your best. And you feel your best when you make time and you take time for yourself. So I want you to remember those things today. And I want you to think about, if you just came off of a long weekend, what was the best thing about it that filled you up, that made you feel refreshed? What was it? And then how can you keep implementing it and including it in your life going forward this week? And if you didn't get a long weekend, I want you to think about, what do you need? How do you feel today? How do you feel today? And what do you need? What's going to help you feel better? What's going to help fill you up and refresh you? What's going to make you feel your best mentally and physically? And then how can you incorporate that into your week? How can you incorporate that into your day? Think about those things today and remember that you're worth taking care of. You deserve to feel your best, and you show up the best when you make time for yourself. And always remember that it is making. We are all busy. We all have 101 things to do, but it's making that time for yourself and reminding yourself that you are important, reminding yourself that you are worthy, and reminding yourself that you deserve to take some time for yourself. So I would love to hear from you if this is helpful. If you have something that you're going to be working on to take time for yourself, I would love to hear what that is. But no matter what, I hope that you have a wonderful rest of your day. Take care of yourselves, show up for yourselves, and I will see you next time. Bye. Health, My Friend is produced by myself, Abby Mallard. Thank you for being here. Please rate, review, and follow the show on Spotify, Anchor, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Please rate and review, especially if you really like this podcast and find it helpful. If not, it's totally okay.